Anything else on the list? I have not heard any specific comments. Yeah, so I think we can close then for the moment our discussion on document number 3, unless there are any other things on the floor. You want to take the floor on something else, an old question you mentioned?
Yes, Mr. Chair, if I may, it's yes, after, now that I think we have closed for the moment the discussion on document 3, and as we said, we come back to it once we've discussed the technical parameters under the next agenda item. There is one other point under this agenda item, which is in relation to the decision in paragraph 13 of the report of the previous session, where the group asked that definitions should be considered for inclusion in Annex 3 to the AGC to define aspects such as heavy rail and other modes. You may recall we discussed this at our last session. On this point, as you see on screen, the Secretariat has put a number of proposals forward. First of all, we've not included it, these extra definitions, in Annex 3, in the new Annex 3 to the AGC, because it doesn't really fit in line with the rest of the text and what is included in the current AGC. So, as a first point. And the second point, also, the Secretariat believes that it would be difficult to provide definitions only for the purpose of these new amendments to the AGC. In other words, what's included in Annex 3 and Annex 4, without also considering wider definitions that would need to be included and considered for the rest of the AGC, for other definitions that have not potentially been covered to date. So what the Secretariat proposes, there are a number of different options in how we deal with this. So the first one, as you see on screen, is that maybe the group would like to recommend to its parent body, the Working Party on Rail Transport, that it considers preparing a separate document on definitions for all our rail work. It's put on the slide, so it's not creating a glossary of railway terms for everything. That's not the point. Otherwise, we'll end up with essentially a printout of the UIC glossary, which is not what we're trying to do. But it is key terminology that is for within the AGC and in other key regulations and legal instruments that we have within the Working Party on Rail Transport. You may recall that we did an exercise like this on intermodal transport many, 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 many years ago. I won't give the date because it's embarrassing how long ago it was done. But it's something that we could use as a basis for that going forward. As an alternative, of course, we have a guidance note which was prepared for the previous session, which is also to be discussed under the next agenda item. And we could consider adding these specific definitions as part of that guidance note and the work in that guidance note, as we have, in fact, already just started saying in terms of the definition of international destinations. So those are the two options, really. Of course, there are maybe other options that go going forward. If the first option is decided, of course, it would be based on work that already has been undertaken. We have no intention, and I don't think delegates would want in any way to duplicate the extensive work that has been done by, as I mentioned, UIC and in fact also the European Union Agency for Railways in terms of definitions and the databases that they have. That's not the goal of this activity. It would be very much focused on this area. So it would be comment on the work and terminology for the work that we specifically do in the Working Party of Rail Transport and its subsidiary bodies. So I hope that was clear and I haven't confused people. I see people are very tired already from this discussion. I don't know if there are any comments from delegates on the way forward on that. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. So in fact, the proposal could be that you include this in the guidance note to explain the approach.